This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
David, let's talk about this a bit more, the aspect that you just raised for people just tuning in, just watching, and perhaps people who have never been to Brussels or Central Europe before. The ease of access within Europe from Syria, the numbers of people who can go back and forth with no problems at all. That, and you referenced the Times story over the weekend, the inability, the seeming inability of authorities, not just in Brussels, but within Europe, to get a handle on the scope of these terror networks. Not necessarily the activities that we've seen today, those are hard to pinpoint, but the scope of the activities. Could you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, two things, Mike. First, modern Europe is premised on the idea that you can operate essentially with open borders. That's one of the great achievements the Europeans fought in the European Union. They have what's called the Schengen Agreement, where you're allowed to pass from one country to another. What they've realized is that they don't have a firm, hard external border so that they can see who's coming into the entire group and then do monitoring. The second thing is, within individual European cities, and Brussels is a perfect example, there are communities that essentially are no-go zones. They're typically North Africans who have come as migrants over the last few decades. As a report this morning said, in Molenbeek, which is the suburb of Brussels where Abdeslam and these other conspirators were hiding, there's an anthropologist who studied the place called a code of silence, a code of omerta, you'd say in Italian, like in a mafia area, where people simply do not talk to outsiders. They don't talk to police. It's been evident week after week in this chase that the Belgian authorities simply were not getting enough intelligence to be able to crack this cell. And even when they staged the raid on Friday, capture Abdeslam, there still are so many other people in motion toward today's attack at the airport. It's extraordinary how much they didn't know.
David Ignatius, of course, the American journalist and novelist, associate editor and columnist for the Washington Post, reporting on what happened in Brussels today, quite shocking. And he mentions that they were on guard. I mean, the Belgium security forces understood that there was going to be a reaction to the capturing of, this suspected terrorist. And he had also told him, the suspected terrorist had told him that, you know, he had, while he was on the run, he had set up a network. And you know, for them to be this sophisticated, I think, is beyond their imagination and is really a warning sign, Scott, I believe, to the rest of the world that, you know, this group is much more sophisticated, much more pernicious. And, I believe here, particularly domestically, America really needs to, heed the warning.
Yeah, I agree. And again, this kind of goes back to, we talked about this last week. You need to identify what you're actually going up against here.
Exactly.
You're going up against people that they don't like you because of your way of life.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So
and that's what I was trying to get to, even with our other guest today, was to try to find out, you know, beyond the surface response and the noise of all these things, is there something more diabolical at work here? And, you can bring it down to some spiritual, measurement and say, yes, these are people for life or for death, things like this. But I think even more so, there is some practical understanding and insight that we're missing out here. And we have dropped the walls of our security and our borders here in this country. You see clearly what's happened. in the case there in Brussels and look at the price they're paying. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation will continue. Stay with us, America.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Dr. Gorker, welcome back. What have you been able to obtain from what we're able to find out about the multiple explosions in Brussels?
Well, very clearly, Brian, the TTP, so the tactics, the techniques and the procedures of this attack follow very closely the jihadi methodology that we've become unfortunately used to since 9/11. So whether it's Al-Qaeda in terms of 9/11 or the London bombings or the Madrid bombings, or whether it was ISIS and the Paris attacks most recently, the idea that you have synchronized cells, synchronized teams that mix a different type of attack methodology, small arms or grenades with suicide vests. This is typical jihadi methodology. Sure. The idea that you create as much chaos as possible by having synchronized attacks.
Well, they certainly did it today. And we should point out that Brussels has been on threat level 4, the maximum threat level, ever since the arrest of, you mentioned the Paris attacks. Salih Abdeslam was scooped up not long ago, Dr. Gorka. And so the worry was that essentially there would be revenge attacks if that ever happened. It looks like the takedown was the trigger for this, doesn't it?
Potentially. Let's be careful here. I have a new book out called Defeating Jihad, and I discuss in detail the way terrorists prepare for these attacks. So jihadis aren't spontaneous. They're not capricious. They prepare, in some cases, for months or even years. The 9/11 attacks took years to plan. So here, the idea that they were just doing a revenge attack, I think is unlikely. They were probably preparing to do an attack against the airport or against the subway. It may have been scheduled for months in the future. Perhaps this recent arrest brought the clock forward, but I think this is potentially something that they were planning to do for a long, long time.
Dr. Gorky, you've talked about in the past about the lack of borders in Europe. Why do you think Brussels?
Oh, well, look, terrorism is fundamentally about the spreading of fear. And if you want to spread fear, you want to choose symbolic targets. That's why the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, these were so important in 9/11. Brussels is the hub of Europe. Whether we're talking about politics and trade in terms of the European Union, whether we're the European Commission, whether we're talking about politics in terms of the European Parliament, or lastly, whether we're talking about the military and NATO, all of these institutions are headquartered in Brussels. So if you want to take the war, the holy war, to the infidel in Europe, Brussels is an incredibly important target.
Boy, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's been on Bill Martinez Live many times, and he's with the Threat Knowledge Group, born in UK to parents who escaped communism during the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. Internationally recognized authority on issues of national security. And you can tell by his insight and understanding, he knows from where and what he's talking about here, that this isn't a knee-jerk reaction, that somebody would give them more credit than they deserve, that, you know, this was something that was planned well in advance, that it just so happened to coincide with what happened last Friday with the arrest of Saeed Abdussalam. So there's more to this. I think if we give them the credit that they can move that quickly, although Saeed did say that he was reestablishing his network even while he was on the run. So certainly, you know, you don't want to give them more, and but you don't want to give them less credit either. But the threats are real, and, you know, we see from, you know, the video footage and what's being reported there in Brussels. I mean, it's quite incredible. I think, Scott, something like, I think there's 34 now being reported dead, and those numbers will probably increase, you know, throughout the day because of the kind of damage and explosion that was sustained in those two areas. The American Airlines, I think it was at the check-in, baggage check-in area, and then also at the rail station as well, right?
Yeah, your facts sound right. I did just see 34 on CNN. They mm-hmm. told me 34. And unfortunately, that number is probably only going to go up because the number of injured are going down.
Right.
And the dead are rising. And that's it's an unfortunate event.
And clearly, this was a terrorist event. This isn't some workplace, you know, issue or anything like that. I mean, the Europeans have seen enough of this. I think it was quite interesting as well in the MSNBC report that we heard earlier, Scott, about the no-go zones that have been established in Europe. You know, after the Paris bombings, we had interviewed a Paris journalist, and I mentioned the no-go zone. She took grave exception to that. She didn't, you know, she thought I was insulting her, and I wasn't. I was, you know, this is just what's being reported, because the fact of the matter is that here in the United States, we may have some undefined no-go zones as well, and they're not all, you know, Muslim-oriented, although there are some. I mean, we've had no-go zones in this country for a long time where there's, you know, civil unrest that has nothing to do with Muslims. It's just now that, now we have additional reasons for no-go zones within our own country because we're allowing these cities and these areas to fester and to homogenize into these little segments in these concaves, you know, these conclaves, so to speak.
Think of how crazy that is what you just said. Mm-hmm. There are neighborhoods that has an American in America you can't go into.
Right. What? Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
It's not something that people are talking about, but they're there, and it's something that they should be talking about. That shouldn't be accepted. That shouldn't be allowed. That.
What are our first responders going to do? You know, they get a call, go there. Okay. Well, we, you know, how many times do we need to go there and be shot at? And we're only there to help people and, you know, save an area. But, you know, if there are pernicious people in that area that do not want our first responders to be there, they're firing, you know, there's reports of them being fired upon, as disgusting as that sounds. But, hey, this is the 21st century America in which we live in today, this multinationalism that has opened up our borders. And somehow we think that, you know, they're going to assimilate post facto. But, you know, you come to a country, you need to, you know, find ways to assimilate so that you can be part of the greater good. But no, what you do is you confine these people all to one area, you know, like in, you know, Minnesota and New York and that, and they're all confined. And so what happens, you give them reason to, you know, set up their own communities. I mean, historically, we look back on, you know, the history of this country, and we saw where you had little groups like this, you know, break into subgroups, and they didn't assimilate. It was about, hey, let's carry on order, and, you know, okay, you guys, you know, the other 99%, you guys can have the U.S. Constitution if you want, but the rule of law here in this neighborhood is a different program. So, you know, here it is. We got no-go zones. We've got gangs. We've got all these ulterior motives that work against the United States of America, and this is what makes it difficult sometimes, in much the same way that our allies overseas don't know to trust and believe in what we say because we're just not, you know, Scott, to your point, we're just not fortifying. We're allowing the continuation of, you know, this kind of philosophy and, you know.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
I guess that's the question. You know, what more do you want? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's our country. It's about we the people. When 7 out of 10 agree that we're on the wrong track, I say, hey, great observation. Now, what does it look like to be on the right track? let's get that together, even in spite of all the distraction and the, you know, misinformation that we're getting in this election season, which, you know, as we talked about earlier, seems to be another one of those most critical elections that we faced in our lifetime. Well, I want to talk about clean and safe drinking water, okay, if I can for a moment. You know, we take that for granted here in the United States, but it's a necessity afforded to many, but unfortunately not all. Across the globe, some 663 million people lack access to clean and safe drinking water. Think about that for a moment. In Africa, South America, Asia, and beyond, women and children in particular spend hours every day walking miles to collect water that oftentimes is contaminated, causing disease and serious illnesses. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school, at work. Access to clean and safe drinking water transforms their lives, as you can imagine. Well, with us right now to help us understand what is going on today is World Water Day, today, March the 22nd. And our goal here is to help raise awareness around the globe about the water crisis that our global neighbors are being faced with. And we're taking the hashtag 40 pounds challenge with Emergency and Charity Water. Scott Harrison, the founder and CEO of Charity Water, is with us right now. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on to bring this, important topic to mind here. I know there's a lot of things that, involve the conversation, that command the conversation, but yet there are so many that are without, the essentials of safe drinking water in our planet today.
I know. So the number is 663 million. The good news, actually, to start, is that when I started Charity Water 10 years ago, that number was a billion. So it's actually moving in the right direction.
Great.
However, it's still double the population of America. You know, it's an extraordinary amount of people. And the severity of this problem, we've worked in 24 countries around the world. And some of that stuff you mentioned, it's people actually walking 5 hours, 6 hours a day to get water from swamps or from ponds or from rivers. You know, water that actually makes them sick, water that, that often causes death.
Well, this partnership that you have struck up with Emergency, you've now are able to, to take it to the next level. I mean, you've cut down, from a billion, almost in half, about 40-45% here, reduction, as you say, moving in the right direction. But this partnership with Emergency has been very valuable.
Yeah, so, today as World Water Day, we're launching something called the 40 Pounds Challenge. And, so many people are carrying water. Have you ever seen those yellow jerry cans? Fuel cans?
Right, exactly.
Well, for us, we put fuel in it and we take it out to our, our mowers. This is how tens of millions of people throughout the developing world are getting their water. And one of those jerry cans is 40 pounds of water, 5 gallons of water. So what we're doing today for World Water Day is just saying, hey, look around your house, grab something that you think weighs about 40 pounds, snap a picture, throw that up on either Instagram or Twitter using the hashtag 40 pounds, tag Emergency, and they'll donate $5.
Wow, that's
and,
great.
And, all the money's going to go to Ethiopia. I mentioned Charity Water was working in 24 countries. Ethiopia is just where the need is so profound. I've been there 27 times myself over the past years, and working in communities that are far-flung, where, the sources of water are so far, and it really impacts women and girls. Mm-hmm. It impacts the health of these communities. It impacts the education. So we're excited to partner with Emergency. It's a multi-year partnership focused on Ethiopia. And, without clean water, the product wouldn't even make any sense. Imagine, taking Emergency with river water or with pond water. It just wouldn't work.
Exactly. Well, why did you choose Ethiopia for this partnership?
It's just a flagship program for Charity Water. We've helped over 1.9 million people in Ethiopia get access to clean water. We have 500 locals on the ground that are ready to drill. We have 8 drilling rigs. We have 45 trucks. It's a place where we're making an extraordinary amount of progress, but it's also a place where, the need is so severe. When we started, half of the country of Ethiopia lacked clean water. So So, you know, you're talking about 40, 45 million people. It's a huge, huge area of need. And the terrible irony, Bill, in so many of these communities is that they're living on top of clean drinking water. You know, we're able to drill 250 feet underground, mm-hmm. and water, clean water shoots out of the ground, and there are these amazing celebrations. And
oh, imagine.
7 days later, you know, able to see the beginnings of the transformation brought through something so many of us just take for granted.
Scott, the life change that goes for them. I imagine these villages, though, suddenly they find water, they've been walking over, and you've now saved them 5-7 hours a day. Wow, you know, what do they do with this extra time and this fresh water
right.
now that's, you know, that helps them so dramatically?
That's right. I'll tell you a story. One of the women got clean water that we were talking to, and, you know, we asked the question, how is your life different now? You know, you were walking hours before. What does water mean to you? And she began to tell us the story of two jerry cans, so two 40-pound jerry cans that she was collecting water from every day from a farm.
Every day, 80 pounds on her back.
Can you imagine? And she said, I would get home, and I would have to make these decisions because there was never enough water to provide for my family. Would I cook? Would I clean? Would I garden? Would I wash my husband's clothes? Would I let my husband wash his body? Would I wash my kids' bodies? Would I wash their school uniforms? She said, it was just never enough water.
Yeah.
And she said, I would always put my family first, and I would never use the water for myself. And she said, now that there's clean water, now there's a well in my village, now that she could take all of the water that she wanted, she said she felt beautiful for the first time in her life.
Wow.
And we didn't get it. We're like, of course, Helen, you're a beautiful woman. And she said, no, you don't understand. For the first time, I have enough water to wash my clothes and my body, and I feel beautiful.
Wow.
And boy, I mean, you know, something that we flush 5 gallons down the toilet without even thinking about it.
Exactly.
That so many people around the world, you know, lack access simply because of where they're born, the conditions they were born into, to something that, you know, we don't even think about. You know, we're hoping to use World Water Day to bring more people into the conversation, to invite them, you know, to take part in the 40 pounds challenge on social, to donate, to learn more about this issue.
Scott, you know, to your point, we take this so for granted here in America because we have free flowing water. We're not impacted like some of these countries are. And this is just one, I'm sure, of thousands of incredible stories that really puts this into perspective and drives the passion that you have with your organization and with this partnership that you have with Emergency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you know, when you travel around the world, when you see it, it really changes you.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it's hard. When you see a child drinking from a swamp, you say, it's not right. And we're really fighting to create and realize a world where no one drinks dirty water. And we believe that's possible. We actually believe that is possible.
When you see a child doing this, Scott, you can't help but think, what if it was your son or daughter, right?
Absolutely. And I've got a 1.5-year-old at home. You know, I can't imagine giving him death in a baby bottle.
Exactly.
You know, water from a river, water with parasites or worms in it.
Scott, we're running out of time. We got less than a minute here. So real quick. Excuse me, how long does it take to create one clean drinking water source in Ethiopia? And where can the folks go for more information? Those two quick questions.
It takes about a week. So from beginning to end, from dirty water to clean water, about 7 days. To learn more about Charity Water, people could go to charitywater.org. To learn more about this exciting partnership with Emergency, you could go to emergencytransforms.com and learn how you can do your part on social.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's make this a real special World Water Day, March the 22nd. Thank you for teaming up and joining the enthusiastic force to get clean water to the people there in Ethiopia. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think it's so important to extend the Affordable Care Act to people who are living and working here, regardless of immigration status, regardless of citizenship.
Well, you know, listen to what you said. This was Hillary Clinton talking about Chelsea Clinton. You're right. Thank you, Scott. You know, making this comment. I mean, wow. What is that? What does that tell you? I mean, of course, that reinforces what we talked earlier with one of our guests about, you know, what the Democrats' ambition is, and that is to enlarge the voter base. I mean, forget about enlarging the concept of the American way of life. Let's just expand the voter base so that they can get reelected. And maybe somewhere down the road, somebody will come up with the right reason. But, you know, for them, it works. And for their generation, it works, you know, that they get reelected. Is this what America has come down to? I mean, this is pretty crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially when you hear the thing like the Brussels thing happening, if you're going to give benefits to illegal immigrants, that's pretty much meaning that you plan to have an open border.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's what it is. Because
you're incentivizing all the wrong things, aren't we?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. You should never support something that begins with illegal.
Yeah, right. You think?
I mean, you just shouldn't. Mm. That should tell you right there that it's wrong. And there's not a. And again, I'm all for people coming over here and being a part of the country and getting the same things that I get. I'm all for that. Mm. But you got to do it through the channels that are set up. There's not a country in the world that just lets you walk in and become a citizen.
Well, there is. Well, it's called the United States.
Yeah, ours.
You know, and that's the sad thing, and that's what people are. This is why they're responding with visceral response, because they cannot believe the idiocy of this. Because, you know, reason would tell you, why would you let somebody, you know, come into your company, your home, your family that is going to be deleterious, that they only want to take, they don't want to give. There's no investment here. And here we are. We've had an immigration program. You know, we talked with Bruce Thatcher, who wrote, I believe, one of the best books on immigration. I mean, he gives us the historical evidence and research of, you know, the countries that got it wrong and the countries that got it right. Here it is. Of course, our history is still in the process of being written, but many would say right now that we're definitely off track when it comes to an immigration policy that is win-win for all concerned. There are lots of, and this is part of the challenge we have, there's lots of moving parts to this. But, you know, what I'm trying to drill down to is that 80-20 principle. What is that 20% that gives you the 80% yield? You know, what are those one, two, three things that we can do? I think one of those clearly is the border and secure and how and what that means in terms of securing the border. Not necessarily. I think Trump has it in terms of, OK, let's get the vision to build the wall again. But I think, you know, what he has to do and instead of just, you know, forcing the Mexican government to build the wall, you got to incentivize them to want to be there alongside of us building the wall because they get benefit from it too, right? If they don't see a benefit from it, why should they participate? That's why Vincente Fox, you know, comes back with the response that he has because he sees no benefit in it. But if you give them the dream and vision of why it makes sense for them to have the wall, this is why I've maintained, whether it's a guest worker program of some sort, I believe that what we should do is we should lease the workforce from Mexico. Then their labor force becomes an asset that they have to manage. So now they got to watch the border and say, hey, I want to make sure, you know, that we're getting the proper return, you know, for our people. You know, if America wants to, you know, lease their labor force, then fine. Hey, we got jobs for them. Bring them here. Let's do it the right way. Let's do it legal and forget about all this other anchor baby stuff that incentivizes people like in California. I mean, how ridiculous is this? I mean, if Californians aren't outraged, I mean, I don't know. We know that the left has taken over the state, but there's got to be some people with reason there to say, what, are you guys nuts? You're going to already give, you know, illegals, you know, driver's license, which now gives them access. Forget about now the borders of California. Now they have access to, you know, airplanes and everything else that goes along with it. And not that all Mexicans are terrorists. I'm not suggesting this. But yet all of a sudden we're losing control, as you say. Anything that starts with illegal ought to be, you know, a red flag. Now, illegal for Democrats mean voters. It doesn't mean, you know, there's any threat to the country. I mean, how upside down have we become here? So now they've got all these, you know, illegals with driver's license. And then Jerry Brown says, hey, we're going to let them vote. Now, by state law, they can do that. Federally, it doesn't work. But by state, they can, you know, they can let them vote. But here's people who have no skin in the game. And to Wayne Allen Root's, you know, supposition, and I think it was a very powerful statement, and that is that people who do not have skin in the game should not be allowed to vote. I mean, you know, because welfare recipients, who are they going to vote for? I mean, it's a fait accompli. They're going to vote for people that continue to reinforce, you know, that that type of sustenance and support. You can't blame them for doing that. So now that makes the whole situation lopsided. They have a prejudicial interest in it, right?
100% agree. Which, think about that. They're willing to sell out the country for a vote, for a single vote.
Exactly.
And you can say
just the opposite. You know what Carl Gallup was saying. Is that you have the Democrats' mindset saying, hey, we're going to sell the country out for a vote, to your point, exactly, and Republicans who are saying, hey, we're going to sell the country out for cheap labor. Well, hello, come on, you cannot, you know, just like you say, like illegal should be a red flag, selling out should be another red flag, you know. Selling out your kids, your grandkids, the future of America for anything less than for the good and the perpetuation of this great American experiment is wrong on so many levels.
Again, totally agree. I'm actually thinking about the whole selling out for a vote. It has me. I'm blown away. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe that that's not something that is taken to task constantly.
This has been done time in memoriam, though. This is a well practiced political process and element to the whole political game. This is why people are so upset, and they finally said, "You know what? I don't want to take this anymore."
Yeah, and to your point about the border having to be something that is a joint effort, your safest border is one that is patrolled by both sides. So anything we do at the border, we should want to have, you know, Canada's and Mexico's help.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you? The easiest way to secure it is to have both sides working together. Mm-hmm. Because then if we catch somebody, we send them back. They catch somebody, exactly. They send them back, you know. And
well, it's not just our first responders' job anymore. It's just like what happened, what we saw in San Bernardino, California. You had neighbors that were seeing suspicious movements, suspicious things happening, but for the sake of being, you know, for the fear, I should say, of being labeled an Islamophobe or whatever, they didn't want to report it. Well, you know, look what happened in Brussels. Look what's going on. I mean, coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Well, you know, maybe we need to be scared. We need to be scared in such a way that we want to do something about it. This is why I've maintained, Scott, that it starts with the truth. You know, you can't have a president and an administration that doesn't want to, you know, to your point that you made earlier, doesn't want to admit and declare who the enemy is. And in this case here, I mean, you had the terrorists, before they released the bombs, were, you know, making, you know, shouting things in Arabic. And so, you know, you would led them to believe that, you know, this is some terrorist activity. Where in the United States, you know, you wonder how that would be, how that would be explained. Well, we've got more. The discussion continues. Stay with us, America. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need, I follow, your hand on my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you need, I follow, just like the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me, it's more than I can see. So leave me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, why not sing it out loud? I mean, today is National Sing Out Day, and it's also World Water Day, as you heard our conversation earlier. So a lot of things to celebrate this day. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As we look back on I don't know, I always like to look at birthdays for whatever reason. In fact, yesterday we had a chance to go see Los Lobos in Stuart, Florida. And it was fun to hear them. Wow, what a great demonstration. They had the Ballet Folklorico performing with them and interspersed throughout their songs. It was also Conrad Lozano's birthday. So, you know, I was telling my wife, well, I thought we were going to sing Los Mañanitos, but it didn't. We sang Happy Birthday American Style for everybody. It was all good. Today's birthday, Bill Shatner, you know, from Star Trek, his birthday today. Glenn Campbell also celebrating, a birthday today. And let's see, George Benson, Keith Ralph from the Yardbirds. Remember the Yardbirds? Well, of course, you don't, Scott, but you know, this is all part of the days, you know, during my high school years. Gosh, you know, when rock music was starting to rock and get there, and one Eric Clapton was shredding the guitar, and what a great group, the Yardbirds, and all part of that British invasion. Chad and Jeremy Clyde, celebrating a birthday today. Andrew Lloyd Webber, great music composer. Think about all the great music that you know, that he has given to us, some excellent, excellent music. And, you know, for those of us that love Broadway, we were talking earlier about Reese Witherspoon, her birthday today, you know. So a lot of March birthdays, you know, it's, you know, kind of fun to look back and see who else we're sharing a birthday month with. So congratulations. Happy birthday to everybody. And Los Lobos, again, thank you for a great evening of entertainment and great job there at the Lyric Theater in Stuart. And happy birthday to one Conrad. A lot of fun. And, of course, they played La Bamba a couple times, which was good fun because that's still one of my favorite songs. So getting down to, you know, what we talked about today, you know, with J.D. Hayworth, six-time congressman, you know, looking at, you know, what happens in Brussels, the political climate here in America. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if this is a government of, for, and by we the people, then, you know, then we the people need to get in action here. I think we're starting to do that a little bit, you know, with what you see, what's happening in Trump, you know, with Trump. But the antithesis is also concerning to me, you know, on the Democratic side. And it's not so much that I mean, there's certain things within the Democratic platform I just cannot agree with. You know, so it puts me it puts me in conflict with the Democratic Party just right off the bat. And that's the life issue. I think if you haven't figured that already, you ought to know for sure. That's not to say that I say that because of that, Democrats don't have a place. I mean, look what's happening right now with the Trump campaign. Democrats are leaving their party because they feel abandoned. You know, as some have said, even in the Republican Party, it's not so much that they left the party as much as the party has left them. And I think that's what's happening, is that we have a reshuffling of cards. And the GOP has a golden opportunity to be ahead of this because they're starting to see that the tide is changing. They need to consider what the GOP needs to look like in the coming years. I mean, Donald Trump has flat out opened the tent, which is something the GOP has been saying for years. Oh, we need to broaden the tent. Well, now you broaden the tent, and it's kind of like what we talked about before. You know, you see this happening in churches where, you know, the senior pastor says, oh, we need to pray that we get more people in here, and, you know, that they get exposed to the gospel message. And people do that, and then all of a sudden they come in, and their place is, you know, their regular place in the pew is not there, and they get a little irritated. And their parking space, you know, I'm going to walk a little bit further. It's going, well, hey, this is, you know, what happens when things expand is it's not your parking space, and it's not your place in the pew anymore. And when that gets a little disturbed, people get a little cranky. But outside of that, you know, that's the selfish side of our humanity, and stuff that you have to kind of laugh about. You can't take it too seriously. If you do, then you're going to be irritating, and now you've become part of the problem and not part of the solution. So staying solution-based, we need to look at these options and say, okay, what is it for the future of the grand old party here? I mean, they have a chance to rebrand. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, the guy that's up there on top of being your nominee and your standard bearer happens to be a guy who's probably forgotten more about branding than most people will ever learn. So, you know, the GOP needs to get together with Trump. I know they had a meeting yesterday, I believe, and I don't know how in depth they could get, because this is one of those long-term type of meetings where you got to really, you know, drill deep into it and say, okay, what is the GOP party of the 21st century? What's going to be what's supposed to look like? I mean, Marco Rubio, to his credit, kept bringing that up, but it just, you know, like anything, everything's about timing and marketing. You know, you've got to find out where the wave, where the energy is, and get in front of it. If you don't, then you're going to expend a lot of energy, especially if you're alongside. There's no way you're going to get in front. It's moving. You can never catch up. It's much like, you know, for me being a West Coast guy, I surfed a little bit. I surfed enough to, you know, injure myself a couple of times. But I admire people who understood, you know, utilizing the energy of the waves and getting in front of it and having a lot of fun. And occasionally by accident, I was able to do that. I say by accident because I was never a skillful surfer. I could have been a beach boy, I think. I could have probably played in their group, you know, and never been a surfer, but I could definitely sing the music and relate to the lifestyle.
I believe it.
So, hey, being vulnerable. Pipe, huh? Hey, I'm being vulnerable here, you know, that's it, you know. So those things. So what happens is that if you see a wave and you're alongside it, you just kind of watch it. You never quite get in front. You expend all this energy. You never quite get in front. God forbid you're behind the wave. And I think that's what's happened in America today politically, is a lot of people have gotten, they see the wave out there. They see all that energy and they're frustrated because they just, and I would say that's the GOP establishment right now. They're so far behind the wave that they can see it and they're just frustrated, like, I'll get out, because in years past, they've been able to kind of control it and be there where, you know, the momentum was. And they're missing out, and they're frustrated. And here it is, you get all this, you know, all this diatribe that's going on that you go, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I thought we were in this together. And here, I think, is the opportunity for the GOP, and I think more so than the Democrats, because I don't think the Democrats are quite to the point where they're open to change. I mean, if anything, they're so fixated on their ideology and they're so lockstep into their ideology that they're going to follow Hillary no matter what. I mean, to know that so much of America doesn't trust her, and that last time I checked, trustworthiness of a commander-in-chief is so high on the list, why would they continue to do this, not to mention all the other things? I mean, they're just really drinking the Kool-Aid here. And they're willing to go down into the tank. And you talk about, you know, potential hysteria that could happen within a party. And the Democrats are pointing to, you know, the stuff that may be coming unglued within the GOP. But it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, don't look what's happening in your camp, because you guys are an absolute mess. I mean, what would happen? What happens if Hillary Clinton finds herself in an orange jumpsuit? I don't think that's going to happen. But if that happens, what are they going to do? They're not going to back a Democratic socialist. I mean, that's too obvious. I mean, the fact that he's even out of the closet and he, you know, he's there, you know, what can you do?
As much as the GOP seems to be against Trump, the Democratic Party seems to be kind of stacking themselves up the same way against Bernie.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if Bernie was in the lead right now, I think you'd be seeing a lot of stuff coming out of the Democratic Party about how, oh, Bernie this, and how these people don't want to vote for Bernie, and, you know, a brokered convention on that end, things like that.
Well, I think they're so sold out, though, Scott. They're so sold out about getting reelected. You know, they understand the dynamic, and that's what concerns me about the GOP. And we've been bringing this up the last couple of days, particularly even last week, that you not only have to look at Trump as a candidate, but what does Trump do down line to the rest of the senators and the congressmen that are up for reelection? You know, there is a there's a high likelihood that unless they can congeal the GOP message, the 21st century GOP message that answers the what's in it for me, for Republicans and Democrats, and for the heartbeat of this country, unless they can bring this group together, bring and unify the country together, the downline of the senators, because they've got so many Senate seats up, you know, for reelection, is very precarious. And the chances of the Republican Party holding on to the Senate, it's unlikely. So now we're going to have a situation all over again where potentially you could have the Republicans having, you know, the White House with somebody who is not necessarily, you know, pro-GOP to begin with. They could hold on to the House and lose the Senate. Now what do you have? You know, we've done is shuffle the cards. You know, the deck chairs are about in the same position, and the music is still playing. What do you think? I don't know. This is America today, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why you need to get involved in the conversation, because we need to spur on our politicians. And, you know, to come up with that unifying message, not just have a bunch of energy that we're expending and emotion. I think passion is good. We need to have that. But we need to have it directed and focused in an intelligent sort of way. When I say intelligent, I mean effective. It's not just wasteful. That we are actually, at the end of the day, producing something and making a difference. That's what it's all about. Well, that's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for being with us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.